Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. In history, whenever God's people treated God's promises and presence casually, an evil army rose up against God's people. And instead of maybe shaking our fist at the American church or at even the culture of what's happening, let's take some time in this hour to just pause and look at our own lives. Remember what Psalm 46:10 says? It says, "Cease striving and know that He is God." Well, know in that passage is translated to an intimacy that's even deeper than the physical intimacy between a man and a woman. So I want you to think about different areas in your life where there's soul unrest. Maybe you have a gift of faith when it comes to your finances, but maybe not so much when it comes to your kids or vice versa. Or maybe you have soul unrest in your finances. And this is a place then where God says, stop striving and know me better. Know me deeper. Draw near so I can draw near to you. Well, here's a passage from Isaiah 40. And it starts out saying, how can you say that my way is hidden from God? In other words, how is it that you think for a moment that God doesn't see what you're going through, that He doesn't know what stresses you out? Your way is not hidden from God. Here's the rest of the passage. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of His understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired. Young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who wait on the Lord, those who trust in the Lord, they will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I want you to think about that. Having this passage mention youth and young men, they're usually the ones who are strongest because, in fact, you hear people say, you know, that youth is wasted on the youth. Like they get all the strength and energy and they don't even realize how blessed that they are. But the thing is, there's even a limit to young men's strength. It only goes so far. But no matter what age and stage of life you're in, you can defy even that strength that maybe has come and gone for you physically. When you wait on the Lord, when you trust in Him and you wait for His strength, you'll find new strength to stand strong, new power to stand strong. So where we are maybe living with one foot in and one foot out of the kingdom, maybe this is a time. In fact, I would say this is definitely a time to be all in with Jesus, to say, you know what, I've tried living with one foot in, one foot out doesn't work. I've tried striving in my own strength and my finances or my relationships, in my body image, whatever your thing is, it doesn't work. Well, listen to this, what Carter Collins says. He said, I believe there's a spiritual moment in every believer's heart when he or she simply crosses over the line, determined to go all the way with God. It's not necessarily an emotional thing, which can sometimes be conjured up with music or eloquent preaching, only to be forgotten soon after. Rather, it's a decision that affects the rest of your life. It's a decision that simply says yes to God. I'm going with God, whatever that means. I am not drawing back. By the grace of God, I'm not going to quit when it gets hard. I'm going to trust God for the power to finish this journey. But part of that, as he goes on to say, is there something in your life that he's put his finger on that you're not paying attention to? Is there obedience he's asking for that you've been slow to offer? Well, part of what it means to draw near to God is to tend to the things that are on his heart, to bring your response time down, so to speak. When he asks you to do something, do it. When he asks you to come, draw near to him. Listen to what he says. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.